My name is Josh, and I'm really excited to share with you my video slash podcast submission for the project assignment in Info 210. In this video slash podcast, I will be sharing my journey and story to the MLIS, as well as sharing thoughts about what keeps me inspired, who inspires me, and what I aim to do with my career as an information professional. I'm going to be sharing these thoughts over footage from my pop-up restaurant, Tiny's Oakland, that I run with my really good friend Sammy. This footage is from our dinner series, and a lot of this footage has never been seen by more than me or Sammy. So this is a very vulnerable thing for me to share, and I thought it'd be cool to juxtapose my story as a student, as an MLIS student, and who I am in my community, and who I've grown to become kind of outside of school and outside of work. I'm really glad that this project fulfills competency M, which has to do with oral presentations and working with the community and things like that. So I love telling a story. I love having the opportunity to speak publicly, even though sometimes I don't feel as strongly about it. But yeah, I think this also shows my ability to work with media and make media, and that's something that I always like to share. So without further ado, I am ready to share with you my presentation, and I hope you enjoy it. If you would have asked me a couple years ago if I ever saw myself in a grad program, I'd probably laugh. And I'd probably laugh in your face and think about how foolish that is. Because I had such a negative experience with my undergrad. I got a BS in public health from Cal State East Bay, and it was a long journey for me. Yeah, I got that degree in public health, and immediately went to work in corporate health, and I just did not enjoy it. And I was working in the food industry, the restaurant industry, before that I started my career in public health. So yeah, I started working in restaurants since I was 15, and I had my own pop-up. I had a pop-up during my undergrad. And going to work in corporate health, I didn't fit in. I just didn't enjoy it. And I don't know. It wasn't working for me, and I just couldn't see myself going to school again through that disappointment. But I was so after 2020, after COVID and everything, it was a really tough time for me. I had left a job that I really enjoyed due to some family emergencies, but a really close friend of mine who works in fashion sent me a job posting for Reebok, and they were looking for a 90s basketball archivist. And I was like, wow, this is perfect because I'm a huge basketball nerd. I love sneakers, I love fashion. And the 90s was, that's when I grew up watching basketball. So it's something that I'm really passionate about. I was going through the job posting and it said that I needed an MLIS, and immediately I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this in 5 years. As in get that job in 5 years. I didn't even know that existed. And so that's when I started doing research about the program and seeing if I could even get in. It's not like I didn't have good grades. I just didn't have a good experience, or one that I looked at favorably at least. But like I said, I had a tough couple years after COVID, and I ended up moving back home, and I started to work at the local high school I live near. And I was, again, I'm interested in the library, so I cozied up to the librarians and the library techs and tried to pick their brains. And it just so happened that all the librarians at the high school went to San Jose State, and a San Jose State professor is on the board at my school district. So, there's a lot of there's a straight line to or there's just a huge connection. And so it was really exciting for me to learn about, and eventually I started working as a library tech at the high school. And what I'm learning is that a lot of the values that I respect and want to uphold, on a personal level that I've garnered from working in the food industry, is like transferable, in the library industry. So for instance, again, I've had tons of experience working in the restaurant industry as a teenager, and I got to see, how important community is and how important service is, in that industry. But also I learned at a very young age that accessibility is paramount to success, or just having a good quality of life, and being able to work with great ingredients, and wanting to provide good ingredients for my community at like an accessible price. That has always been a goal of mine. And also, in food, I enjoyed the environment that is provided. Great restaurants foster a great atmosphere, and that's something that librarians want to do too. So I'm glad that, there's a lot of things that a lot of my personal values can transfer over to this profession. And it's something that I want to continue. As far as my inspiration or who inspires me, I'm definitely inspired by the teacher librarians that I work with at the high school. They are so different. I feel like I'm so blessed to learn from two very different librarians, and they each have their different strengths. One of the librarians is very committed to collaboration, and the other librarian is really good at starting new initiatives and building things out. And I think the thing that's common between the two teacher librarians is this commitment to patience and understanding students. And I think that's a great way to help students. And learning about reference librarianship, I think it requires a lot of patience. It requires a person that is willing to put in the work that, like they're answering questions that they might have never asked in their lives or have been interested in asking. And so I think that's a very important aspect in librarianship, to offer that bit of humanity that can't be reached by something like, like a Quora or AI or something. Like I think patience from a human being can go a long way, especially with working with young people. Another source of inspiration for me are my cousins, or the younger generation. For me, it was very difficult as a young man to grow up, because I didn't have a lot of male examples. I mean, I have my dad, but I don't have my paternal or my maternal grandpa. I never got to meet them. And I just didn't have the luxury of having a lot of Cambodian men in my life. And I really didn't know. I just didn't have that guidance. And I think I want to provide some guidance, by being able to make an archive for my family and have the younger generation see how great our family can be, and have, any questions answered by them looking for it, because it's kind of difficult to get things out of our family members, especially those who have experienced so much trauma. So in a lot of ways, I am learning more about myself, by being in this program. So there's a little bit about why I'm here and what I want to do, and I'm really glad that I was able to share this with you, and thanks for watching/listening.